He lived a perfect life, and he preached the gospel of the way, the new kingdom, and everything else. And then he died for us on the cross to take away our sins, wash us clean, and then revive us when he resurrected and brought us back up to new life. Is that good enough?
That's actually the beginning of the gospel, but...
I know the rest of it.
Well, what's the path to eternal life? I mean, where are you going so hurried that the path to eternal life is unimportant compared to that? You
got
to repent.
I already did, dude.
You
got to
be born
something.
Again.
I am.
Why would you call me a dude?
Okay, I am.
Don't you love us? Jesus says by this, the love will be shown by everyone. How come, sir? That's not the biblical gospel you preach, sir. We love you. So we hear that a lot in the streets. We hear Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and that's the truth. But it's not how do you apply it to your life. You get it applied by repentance and then being born again. That's how you apply it to your life, unto holiness and obedience and enduring in the faith. Test yourself. Open the scriptures. Open your hearts and minds to the truth of God's word today.
And what he said, I thought was wisdom. You know, I'm sure you disagree. He said, you know what, Carl, just go with it. It's not going to matter. And I did fall down.
Oh!
I'm young in the Lord. Okay, I'm very young. So give me some grace.
That's deception.
But it wasn't, I wasn't slain in the Spirit.
There's no grace for sin.
Well, I wasn't slain in the Spirit.
You won't repent,
though. And I didn't agree with that. And I really am still uncomfortable with the slain in the Spirit.
Because the NAR all does that, sir. And I've seen Rick Joyner. Here's another thing they do. I've seen them actually do like these drum beats. And it's like voodooism. The Africans do this voodoo stuff. And it's actually satanic that it crept into the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation. The people screaming and running around like they're on fire. Ready? I seen Kenneth Copeland not too long ago, who's close to all these people. Ready? Uncontrollable laughter. They're like, this is not of God, sir. This is demonic deception in the last days, and Rick Joyner's part of it. Yep.
Actually,
you know what I'm gonna do? I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, because I love you. I'm gonna get my testing back up with Rick Joyner and put it up. You email me, I'll send it to you. You get it to him. I want an answer from him if you know him.
Yeah,
you email me and tell him this man wants to put a testing up of you, Rick Joyner, and it's going to show why you are unbiblical and a danger. And I would like Rick Joyner to answer it.
A testing? I'm sorry, I don't know.
A testing. I'll put like I told you, you get up your phone and put Chosen the Miniseries Exposed, my testing. It's a page that shows you why it's unbiblical. The Bible says test all things.
Right.
The Bible says expose evil. The Bible says expose sin. Why? Not because I hate Rick Joyner. I actually love him, even though I think he's an enemy of the truth. I want him to repent and come to salvation. So we go, the word rebuke means correct. Nobody likes that word anymore. Oh, you're rebuking people. It means correcting. If you were going to stand in front of that bus, I would rebuke you, correct you, and I'd shove you out of the way to save your life. That's rebuking. That's love. If you're going to lose your soul, I want to rebuke you and wake you up so you go, wow, those guys told me about Rick Joyner in my worldly life. I better look into this because we love you. If we don't sound the alarm, Ezekiel 33, your blood's on our hands. That's why we're out here to sound the alarm. America, look at America. It's in spiritual slumber.
It's horrible.
Okay?
Horrible.
But see, here's the problem. Even Rick, I've known Rick Joyner's people. They live like for their spiritual services on Sunday, whenever. Then they go out and they live like the world. That's not God's people. You never live like the world. That's what I'm telling you. Rick Joyner isn't of God. God's people, the sheep, hear his voice and follow him. You're a sheep of Christ. Forget about following Rick Joyner. Don't follow me. Follow Christ and only unite and have fellowship with biblical, godly saints. Jesus said in the last days, there's going to be few. Do you ever look up the Greek and the Hebrew words?
Not for few, but I
you
understand it's few.
Puny.
Yeah.
Rick Joyner has millions of followers.
Okay, but out of
those
billions,
are not.
Out of billions, that's few.
Let me tell you something. 600,000 men went into the desert of Israel. You know how many came out? The Bible tells us the exact number. 600,000, it says, went in. You know how many came out because of their stubborn sinfulness?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Joshua and Caleb.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about an army.
No, I'm saying it was the army of Israel, but that was those men. Here's the point. Jesus was a prophet of old. All the few he talked about would have been that. Only 8 got on the ark out of millions. Few. Few are going to find eternal life, and the church systems are the broad road to destruction. And the fire and the judgment is going to be hotter for Rick Joyner and you if you follow false ways and claim Jesus' name. Is that not true, young brother? Why?
If
you're a false hypocrite, why is the fire of judgment going to be hotter?
Oh, you're claiming Christ, you're claiming to be in him, but you haven't come out of the world, you haven't changed your ways, you aren't actually following Christ, so it's going to be hotter because you're holding the truth in unrighteousness.
Amen.
I don't fully agree with your definition of holiness, but I am born again.
The Bible says it's to be set apart. And the Bible says if you love and practice one lie in Revelation 22, you'll be outside of the kingdom. Rick Joyner, Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, lies. Roman Catholic lies, traditions of man.
Yeah, I agree.
But he practices them, so he's practicing lies, so he's a false teacher. Right there, he's a false teacher.
Yeah, I don't quite agree with that definition.
Really?
I understand.
Paul rebukes Peter one time in Galatians 2 because Peter was sitting with the Gentiles. The Jews showed up. He walks in and wants to be buddy with the Jews. Paul says, I rebuked him to his face because he was in the wrong. What do you think he'd say to Rick Joyner today? He'd burn down his ministry. So would John the Baptist. He'd call him full of bag full of dead men's bones, white tomb sepulchers. Outside, I got a ministry, Morningstar Ministries, when he's money taking, selling the things of God for mammon. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2.
So you think it's wrong to write books and sell them?
To what?
To write books and sell them?
If you're talking about God, Jesus said freely it was given, freely you should give. How can we make profit off of God, sir?
Okay, because the Bible also says, talks about an ox treading out.
I know what you're saying.
A worker is worthy of his hire.
Yep. Yeah. So that means if my young brother's a preacher of the gospel, that means godly people could help him with food and gas to go preach the gospel. It doesn't mean we put a price tag on unbiblical books. By the way, we're not told to write any books. We're told to preach the gospel. We don't need any more books. We got the book. You'll never find us writing a book. We got the book. We pontificate on the book. We exegesis the book. We proclaim the book. We tell the truth out of the book. We don't need another book from us.
So it's okay to do it with your mouth, but it's wrong to do it in written form?
Jesus told us to preach. Go lift up your voice.
Yeah,
the problem in written form...
It's written preaching.
The problem with written form is name a book that's biblical. It ain't Rick Joyner's. It ain't Billy Graham's. It ain't the Pope's. Name one that's biblical. They're not. They're all man-made religion. And Jesus said in Mark 7, I love you. I'm going to tell you the truth. You worship God in vain for keeping man-made traditions. Go read Mark 7. You're worshiping God in vain for your man-made traditions.
I'll tell you what. My name's Carl.
I love you. I can't shake your hand until you refute and say I'm not part of Rick Joyner. Otherwise, the Bible says don't even say Godspeed to false teachers.
Okay. I guarantee you I will see you in heaven. I guarantee.
Well, that
My name's
sounds...
Carl.
That's Wait a minute. That sounds like haughty talk because...
No.
Because
I know
are
I'm
you
born
a prophet?
Again. I know I'm born again.
How do you know you're going to endure?
I know I'm born
Every
again.
Every day you have to endure.
That's true.
Yeah, that's arrogant,
for 50
prideful.
Years. No,
that's
prideful,
easy
brother.
Believism.
No, brother.
And if that's true, and if you
I
are my brother,
what's in my heart.
If that's true,
Good Lord.
sir, what's in your heart doesn't matter. When you stand before a judge in court and you say, Judge, I didn't mean to rob the bank, that wasn't in my heart, what's a judge going to say?
We could go in the back way.
Oh, your heart's different than your actions. You're free to go. What do you say to that, brother?
No.
What would the judge say?
No, he'd say you robbed the bank.
He'd say we see your fruit.
Anyway, enjoy talking. God bless you. Take care.
Am I going to hear from you and Rick Joyner?
I hope so.
I'll get that testing. If you email me, we'll get that testing going.
Thanks.
Repent of that heresy, sir. Seek the kingdom of God.
In John 3. You must be born again.
Right.
And what does born again mean?
To be born again is to change, to have that new life that is given to you through Christ.
But it's the Spirit of God changing our hearts. It's
Correct.
The Spirit of God coming within and giving us a new heart and a new mind. And what is the fruit that you've been born again?
The fruit I share is not, I haven't been sharing the fruit that I have. Other than
no. What does the Bible say the fruit is? What marks God's people? If you're a born again saint, how do we know you're a born again saint? The fruit of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:9, is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
Say what?
Holiness and obedience marks
say
God's
what?
People.
You go walk with your wife and kids. Let me take care of this.
Okay. Definitely.
Go ahead. You go walk with your wife.
Okay,
put your sign there. We'll watch it.
Okay,
you go walk with your wife and kids. So what he's explaining to you is the gospel. On how to find your turn.
You have to excuse me because I've had a stroke.
Yeah, I understand.
And my mind don't work like it.
Yeah, I understand. How old are you?
61.
You and I, 61.
We made it this far.
Yeah.
I like this. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17.
Is that Brian Denlinger's ministry?
Yeah.
Oh. I used to be a Brian Denlinger guy.
Can I take a picture right of your logo?
Yeah.
Not you, just right here.
No, I love Brian.
Talk to him about Brian Denlinger.
You have to test him to the Word of God, because after I tested it to the Word of God, I read through the whole book of Matthew, and I found that once saved, always saved gospel he preaches, it's not in there. Pride is an abomination to God, Proverbs 6:17. A proud look is an abomination to God. And he's not teaching holiness and obedience to the Word of God. He's not teaching accountability, walking in all of the Lord's ways. He's not teaching you to come out of the world, be separate from the world.
Yeah,
he's teaching
does.
A compromised gospel. A once saved, always saved, easy believe. It's like you believe and then sin.
Oh, he does.
No,
oh,
he yeah. does.
King James only, which is an absolute lie. King James has errors.
Yeah.
That is true.
But he teaches it doesn't.
What kind of errors are we talking?
He teaches it. It says the word Easter in it. It calls the Holy Spirit it. It says John Baptist. These are grammatical errors, translation errors. He says that the King James Bible is absolute perfect. But that's the last of his issues. We actually have a testing on our website of Brian Denlinger that exposes him.
Website.
It's our church website. It's our body website. We don't like the word church. Ecclesia is the word. Ecclesia, called out once. But Brian Denlinger sells the things of God for money.
No, he doesn't.
Sure he does.
What?
Books?
What book? He has one book.
He sells
that he
books.
Put out.
And he begs
book,
for money, asks people
to... He
doesn't
to... beg for money.
Yeah.
He does not beg for money.
Does he ask for money, brother?
He asks for money in his business.
He does. In his ministry. So his ministry can go on.
If you're of God, you don't need to ask people for money. God funds you.
Yeah.
Brian Denlinger is not of God.
Come out and say, give me your...
Is not of God. You look at my testing, you'll see how false he is. A false God. Well, go ahead, brother. Tell him what you think. Tell him more.
It's a false gospel, and I think the biggest thing for me is... Brian Denlinger doesn't teach coming out of the world, being separate from the world, repenting of all of your sin. He teaches that sin, you should stop sinning, but sin is more like it destroys your life in this life. It doesn't really affect your salvation, but it just kind of, it makes your life here worse. That's what he thinks sin does. When in Hebrews 10:26, any willful sin held on to, there's no sacrifice for it. If you hold on to a willful sin, there's no sacrifice for it. Can you point to me my willful sin?
No.
I don't know.
But you're telling me you're sinless.
Tell me I'm
Does the Holy Spirit?
If you're telling me you're sinless,
I'm not
sinless.
No.
See, now you just twisted his words. He's going to explain. Listen, he's going to explain. You asked him, are you sinless? What's your answer, brother?
I'm not sinless, but I don't live in willful sin.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Okay. See, you started.
You're not living in willful sin, but you still sin.
What happens when we sin? What do we do, brother? What's biblical?
We repent, we turn, we stop doing it.
Yep. Like what happens?
Brian Denlinger doesn't do that. He lives in a lot of willful sin, which is false doctrine. And he's been corrected many, many times. And he's mean-spirited.
He is mean-spirited.
Is that of the Bible?
No.
Well, there you go.
No.
Thank you,
now,
sir.
Don't get me wrong. I love Brian Denlinger. I love who he is. I love what I've sat down and talked with him. He's a very genuine man.
Genuinely wrong. Mormons are genuine. Are they genuine? The Jehovah's Witnesses, are they genuine, young brother? Yeah, they're genuine. Catholics are really genuine. They're all going to hell. They're all going to hell. You go on the internet?
Here and
there. You look up on don'tperish.com, on our body website, look up under in the false teachers area, search. I actually think, let's see. Let me do it while we're standing here. Let's see if my testing has got up this far. I'm going to see if I search Brian Denlinger exposed and see if we come up. But the testing goes over all in detail with audios, him saying that, ready? He says he doesn't have to endure to the end. I got a video of him saying that. He doesn't have to endure. Jesus said endure in Matthew 10. Paul says endure all over.
Right, and that's what I've never heard him say.
Oh, my. How can you miss that? He totally believes all that.
He's a once saved, always saved kind of guy.
Yeah, see, you're not listening close, sir.
He believes you can be sealed with the Holy Spirit, and once you're sealed, that's it. You're good to go. And then sin is just affects your temporal life here on the earth, but it doesn't affect your salvation. That is a total heresy.
Hmm.
So we have to test all these things to the word of God. We care about you.
Okay, praise God. We come up about number 8. If you search Brian Denlinger Exposed on Google, we come up number 8.
Oh, you'll find that everywhere. I mean, you know.
But I'm telling you, you just met some people. Look it up. There he is. I mean, we can go over here. So we can go over him. He has a false gospel. We talked about that. All right. He's foolish. He does all kinds of foolish things on the internet, like eating gold and taking pictures of himself doing it. He's mean-spirited. All right. He believes once saved, always saved. I'm just going through the points here. We're just trying to help you, sir. Number 3. He rages against churchianity and man-made religion. But the hypocrisy, he follows a lot of the doctrines handed down by them. That's true. Ready? Here's what he believes. He believes if a white man marries a black woman and has babies, that's sin and God hates that.
No. He teaches.
Absolutely does, sir.
That's what I believed when I listened to him. I'm like, oh, interracial marriage.
It's right on my testing.
It's a sin.
Yes, he does.
He does not call it a sin. Find it for me where he calls that a sin.
He teaches it. He says God did not ordain it that way, and
because what it does is it takes away from, how do I come up with that one word I'm looking for? Not nationality, your tribe, your, oh God.
Yeah, how many? So you can look up that testing when it comes up. How many sins do we need from a teacher, false doctrine, before we reject him? The Bible, how many sins did Adam and Eve get thrown out of the garden for?
One.
Brian Denlinger? Gone! He's got many sins. I would encourage you to get in the Word of God. Go deep. Don't listen to men like Brian Denlinger that are in it to make a living. He's a hireling. He's in it to make a living. Follow the Word of God in spirit and truth and test yourself to the Word of God, and then you'll find out what you lack. Tell them about the rich man, young brother. What happened with the rich man?
Yeah, the rich man came to Jesus, said, Lord, how do I get to eternal life? He said, keep the law. And he said, I did that from my youth. And then the Lord loved him and told him, one thing you lack, go sell all that you have and come and follow me. But he couldn't do it because he was holding on to that one thing. Right.
One thing. So we all need to look at ourselves, you need to say, what one thing am I lacking? What sin am I holding on to? What false doctrine do I keep? Am I worldly? Am I not all in for Christ every day? Have I not given up everything? My TV, my sports, my politics, my entertainment, everything outside of God. Have I given up my cultural pride? Have I given up everything that I want for the cause of Christ? Because anything that you won't give up, that's called a idol. And you will not enter the kingdom of God practicing idolatry. So test all that. Go on our website. What's your first name?
Rex.
Rex?
How are you?
I'm Two Posts. This is Brother Akuo.
Akuo. Yeah.
It means hearer of the word. Two Posts means an example. We had worldly names and we came out of the world and we gave each other biblical names to lift up Christ and be an example to others and to shine the way. But churchianity, let's forget about Brian Denlinger. Mm-hmm. Churchianity, Roman Catholic, Baptist, Evangelical, Lutheran, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, they're all false.
Yes.
Brian Denlinger has the tentacles of still that false way about him. And so you must go much deeper into spirit and truth, or you will lose your soul. Obedience is part of salvation. Works is part of salvation. Brian Denlinger doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe that.
That
works are part of your saving faith.
No, he has said it.
He does not believe works are part of it. He believes in once saved, always saved. He believes that once you're sealed, he believes in total, total Calvinistic ways. Once saved, always saved. I mean, how long were you involved with him? A couple years?
Yeah, like 2 years while I was in college. And I wasn't getting more holy or more set apart than anyone else. And the Lord called us to be holy and set apart. He gives us his Holy Spirit. We come out of the world.
Yeah. Ready? Brian Denlinger doesn't practice Christmas, which is a Roman Catholic pagan holiday. What does he celebrate?
Him, he celebrates Christmas.
Yeah, he does, but it calls something else.
It's like Weihnachten.
Weihnachter. Ready?
Oh, he is a
proud man. Why? He lifts up his German heritage. In fact, he's so wicked. He's a wicked man. You know him? Tell him about me. Show him my testing and say, I want to have a talk with him. Him and I, you guys can listen in. Let's do it. You know what he calls himself on the internet? You remember what he does?
Calls himself on the internet.
What's the name of his YouTube channel?
Born Again Barbarian. Yeah.
Yep. Do you know what a barbarian is?
Barbarian is what we would call with the Gentiles.
How about if a woman has a website, she's a born again hooker?
Well,
how about a born again murderer? about a born again idolater? How about a born again drunk? That is for you. That is for YouTube clicks. He is a media whore, is what he is. And you know what he is? I'm going to use it for the first time. We were talking about this, not for the first time, but I'm going to use it. You know what he is? He's a pervert. You know why? Let me explain. Not talking sexually. Do you know what the word perverse in the Bible means?
Yeah,
okay.
What you're saying.
You know where I'm going. So perverse in the Bible is not related to sexual things. Here in American culture, when I say the word pervert, people think you're a child molester or you're a porn addict or you're gay. No, a pervert, perverse is when you corrupt the ways of God. When you practice those corrupt ways of God, it makes you a spiritual pervert. Brian Denlinger, I'm going to add it to his testing. He's a spiritual pervert because he has corrupted the truth of God. I love him. He's an enemy of the truth. You know him. You tell him you met me. You met Tupos from DopeParish.com. I know he knows about my testing. I sent it to him. He never gave one answer. I'd love to hear from you and him. Right?
Okay. Let me see what I got.
Yeah, DopeParish.com. Right there. And you look up under the false teachers area. But again, you could just Google Brian Denlinger exposed. We come up
fellowship.
First page. Yeah, we fellowship with each other. We travel all over. We know saints, other saints online, but mostly it's us traveling together. So we're a mobile body of Christ. So we believe in the New Testament body, but there's so few true saints. Look around you. Few. I was just telling that man, it means puny. Puny number of people.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? I'm retired. I worked my whole life for 40 years. My brothers labor hard for 8-9 months out of the year. And then, well, my other brother takes like 6 months off a year. So he labors hard. We live in vans. We're van dwellers. So we live real cheap. And so he worked for 6 months out of the year, saves up his money, comes down south when it's cold up north. He's from Canada, preaches down here because we can't find a spot like this where there's people up in Wisconsin, unless it's a football game or something, which doesn't happen very often. My young brother does the same thing. He labors, saves up his money, and then lives frugal and goes and preaches the gospel. We don't take people's money. We don't need people's money. Paul says, I don't want to be a burden to anyone. We labor. I labored my whole life.
But how do you put food in your stomach?
I labored my whole life. I was wise with my money.
Huh?
I labored my whole life, and I saved up my money, and I sold everything I owned, and now I live off of what I have.
What you have.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What happens when it runs out?
It's not going to run out. I won't let it run out. And if it ever did run out, I know how to get a job. I got all kinds of skills. So Brian Denlinger should get a job. So should every other hireling in America. Jesus hated hirelings. Yeah. Men that do it for money. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have to look into it.
Look into it.
I appreciate it.
Go much deeper. We love you in the Lord. I don't see you as an enemy. You didn't push back that hard. I hope that you're ready. I hope you listen. I hope you listen. But then I hope you end up being a hearer. That means you've been to do and obey.
But by going through this internet.
I'm sorry?
If I had questions. I could go to this.
Yeah, you go to the website. My email's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll find my email easy under contact. You contact us. We'll call you. We'll talk to you. We'll Bible study. We'll do it all together. We're not just fly-by street preachers. We actually teach and preach and disciple people. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. What else did he say, brother?
Make disciples. And that's another thing Brian Denlinger doesn't do.
So. And what's the other thing? Preach the gospel, make disciples, and
teach them to obey everything I've commanded.
Yeah, Brian doesn't do that either.
Yeah.
Brian doesn't teach his wife to head cover. That's clearly in the New Testament. Brian doesn't dress biblical. It's clearly all over the Old and New Testament. He's an unbiblical, corrupt man. By his fruit, I don't believe he's even born again.
What did he say? I'm trying to remember what he said about head covering.
Yeah. He's got excuses for everything, like Satan
is. There are certain things that has that liberty.
Really? God's word don't teach that. The liberty issues in Romans 14 and Colossians 2, what were they about, brother?
They were about new moons, Sabbath days, eating and drinking. Yeah,
yeah, that's Old Testament to New Testament. It has nothing to do with the commandments in the New Testament. Test yourself, Rex. We love you. Good talking to you. Good talking to you. We hope to hear from you. Hope to hear from you.
You got it here.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Now you're going to hear from me because I lost my wife.
Thank you for your time.
No, thank you.